That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You just heard Ascension by Maxwell. Before that was Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. And before that was Rabbit Hole by Cherry Glazer. Next up, this is Dirty Harry by The Gorillaz. Track was Dirty Harry by The Gorillaz, and you've been listening to Noise Theory on WRCT. My name is Liz. I'd love to hear from anybody who is tuning in right now. If you want to send me requests or if you just want a shout out on the show, my number is 516-366-0304. It's 516-366-0304. And make sure to tune in tonight at 8 p.m. On Courts in Session, we have a special interview with rock legend Thor. So stay tuned in to WRCT. I do my makeup in somebody else's car. All right, this last track is going out to Monsi. This is Greenlight by Lord. Thanks for tuning in.
I know about what you did and I want to scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
the sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you ever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And we're going to hear in this hour from Big Joe Duskin, fine boogie woogie piano player from down in Cincinnati, Scrapper Blackwell from 1962, plus some fine pre-war blues from Blind Willie McTell. That's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off this first set with a little something from James Armstrong. It's called That Kind of Feeling, here in the Deep Blues Hour. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to hip-hop, reggae to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has new releases and used. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at area code 412-821-84.
Some woman fool, spend the rest of my life saying it. Thank you.
like a beggar than to die like a king. A woman ain't your wife because she share your name. I'd rather live like a beggar.
Live like a beggar.
Married and settled down. Can't find a woman in this big old town. I'd rather live like a beggar, y'all.
Live like a beggar.
Rather live like a beggar.
Live like a beggar.
I'd rather live like a beggar than to be some woman's fool. Yes, I would, Pat.
Thank you.
A song there from Mike Morgan and The Crawl from a 1991 release called Mighty Fine Dance, and there he was with the blues instrumental called Blues for Al and Peggy from Mike Morgan and The Crawl. We also heard from Aaron Burton from the Earwig release called Past, Present, and Future. That was Livin' Like a Beggar from Aaron Burton. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Jimmy Dawkins from his Delmark issue called Blister String. Here he is with Welfare Line. Jimmy Dawkins on the Deep Blues Hour.
Getting up early in the morning, I'll be standing at welfare line. Getting up early in the morning, Lord, I'll be standing at welfare line. Keep talking until my case wakes up.
And the governor don't seem to pay me no mind. Lord, tell me, what can I do? I see people riding in Cadillacs, Mark 3s and Mark 4s seem like they're doing all right. People riding big Cadillacs, Mark 4s and Mark 3s seem like they're doing all right. But I want to know, oh Lord, I need some food to make it through tonight. Everybody says it's gonna be all right after a while. I can't see it. I'm all in the blue. Lord, they say it's gonna be all right after a while. Elvis, Elvis. I can't feed my all alone baby child. My caseworker along about voting time, but for the next 3.5 years before the vote, she don't seem to pay me no mind. Seem like politics, Lord, that's all I'm living in.
about to be Monday, I'll be standing that welfare line. Any day will do. We done lost Monday now. I keep talking to my caseworker. Her and the governor don't pay me no mind. Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
Help the poor.
Help the poor.
Won't you help for me? I need help from you, baby. Need it desperately. I need you so much. I need your care. I need all the loving, baby, you can spare. Help the poor. Oh, baby, help for me. Say you will. Say you'll help me on. I can't make it no further than this world alone. Baby, I'm begging with tears in my eyes for your loving, don't you realize? I need help, oh baby, help for me. You are my inspiration. You could make me be a king. But if you don't come to my rescue, I couldn't ever be anything. Help the poor.
Help the poor.
Baby, help poor me. Have a heart, won't you, baby? Listen to my plea. I lost my courage till I found you. You got what it takes, baby, to pull me through. Help the poor. Oh, baby, won't you help for me? I'm in trouble, don't you see? All of your love.
Trying to find a woman that wants to grow old with me. Trying to find a woman that wants to grow old with me. Because I want to settle down and try to raise a family. Kinda in a hurry, 'cause time is passing by.
in a hurry, cause time is passing by. If I don't get a woman soon, I'll be too old to try. I want a woman who will listen and try to use her head and don't start snowing in my ears time she hit the bed. She don't have to be an angel, but I sure don't want a square. I want a woman wise enough to want to get somewhere, cause I'm trying to find a woman that wants to grow old with me. Because I want to settle down and try to raise a family.
Well, there you are, from 1952, Percy Mayfield. I think he's looking for a woman. It's called The Hunt Is On, from a release called Poet of the Blues, from Percy Mayfield. Plus, we heard from B.B. King and his MCA release called King of the Blues, recorded in 1964. That was Help the Poor, from B.B. King. Up next, we're going to dig into the pre-war and older blues here for just a second. We're going to start with Tommy McLennan. This is called I'm Going, Don't You Know. Tommy McLennan on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yes, I'm going. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Yes, I'm going. Baby, don't you want to go? Oh, beep, bop, bop. Well, all right. Yee, ha, ha. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, all right. Hear me talking to you. Baby, don't you want to go? Well, all right, yeah. Pitch your boogie woogie, well, all right. Well, all right, well, all right, well, all right. Gonna pitch your boogie woogie. Baby, don't you want to go? Get up, beep, bop, scoot, dee, dee, da, da, beep, beep, bop, bop, oh, ah, ee, 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 ah, beep, beep, bop, oh, bop, bop, dee, da, dee, da, da. Yeah, dad's getting hot. Well, all right. 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 Dad's getting hot. Baby, don't you want to go? Bim bam 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 bo. Bim bam 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 bo. Bam 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 bo. Bim bam 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 bo. Bam bam. Dee 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 da dee da dee da. Now, mama getting cold. Well, all right. Yeah, man. Mom getting cold, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right. Mom getting cold, daddy don't want you no more. Later, man. Yeah. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bim, bam. Bam, 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 in, din, din, bam, bam, skin, din, din, bam, bam, ah, 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 ah.
Oh, Steven. Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Some say they done cut whiskey out, but you can have a little wine. Most everybody gets on a drunk by drinking this old moonshine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and I don't either. Scandalous and ashamed. Some of our members get on a drunk, just speak their sober mind. And when they raise the devil, Lord, they put all the blame on shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either. It's scandalous and ashamed.
Some of our preachers just as bad as the members about the soul moonshine. They're trying to make love with every woman they meet, just buying and drinking shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
It's scandalous and ashamed. Some of our cheering are naked, and the mothers never go. But the father makes that money by the roll, for the women of the shine it goes. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
It's scandalous and ashamed. This yellow corn makes the best kind of shine. They'd better turn up that corn to bread and stop that making shine. For God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either. It's scandalous and
ashamed. I know you don't like this song just because it speak my mind, but I'll sing this song just as much as I please, because I don't drink shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
It's scandalous and ashamed.
I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money now, did not care. Count my friends, I fought a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Lord, but I got busted and I feel so low. Didn't have no money and no where to go. This is the truth, Lord, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down. Lord, the other day I asked a man for my ring. He told me, boy, the money he had spent. But I tried my best to try one or two. I
that's everything that I could do. Lord, nobody let me have one lousy dime. And I kept worrying all the time, but I'm gonna tell you this is true. Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you when you're down. Nobody wants you when you're down. If I could get my hands on a dime again, I would hold it till that eagle grin. I would try just for one little hour. Nobody knows me when I'm down and out. Lord, I'd try for another day to make my troubles in my own. But I'm gonna tell you the truth, Lord, without a doubt, nobody knows me when you're down. I mean, nobody knows me when you're down.
Tune there from Scrapper Blackwell, entitled Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out, recorded in 1962 on a prestige record called Mr. Scrapper's Blues. Before Scrapper Blackwell, we heard from Blind Willie McTell from a release called 1927 through 1935, some classic pre-war blues from Blind Willie McTell. That was God Don't Like It. Up next, let's hear from Henry Thomas, recorded down in Texas. Here he is with The Train Comes Along on the Deep Blues Hour.
At the stage. WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
Come here, baby, and sit down on my knee. my conversation, just let me know, and I'll be your Mr. So-and-so.
Come here, baby, and sit down on my knee. I'd like to have a little private talk with thee. Come here, pretty baby. Come here, pretty baby, and sit down on my knee.
There's something from Willie Dixon and his Big Three Trio entitled Come Here Baby. Plus we heard from Michael Bloomfield in that last set with a nice instrumental called Mr. Johnson and Mr. Dunn. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Big Joe Duskin from his release Cincinnati Stomp. Some fine boogie-woogie piano playing from the Cincinnati native. Big Joe Duskin here with Stoop Down Baby on the Deep Blues Hour.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I want to get close to me, baby. I just want you to get close to me, baby. Get close to me, baby. I want you to be close to me all the time. I want you to be so close to me till I can feel the blood running warm down my spine. I want to be close to me, baby. is white on rice. I want to get close to me, baby, there's spots on the dice. I want to get close. Chinese twins, I want you close to me, baby, just like you can. I want you to be so close all the time until the blood run warm down my spine. I want to be close, close to me like white on rice. Close to me, little girl, like the spots on dice. I want to be close to me, little girl. It's at your hand. I want to be so close to me. We look like Chinese twins. I want to be so close all the time until I can feel the blood running warm down my spine, Lord. Blood running down my spine. I want you to be so close to me, little girl. I can smell the white from the sheet. So close to me, little girl, just like hair on a sheet. I want you to be close to me, little girl. I want you to be close to me all the time. I want you to be so close to me till I can feel it. Blood running warm down my spine.
Strong in a world where they don't get along.
Hold your head up high
and men don't cry. Men don't cry. People don't seem to care in a world they just don't want to share. And men don't cry. Men don't cry.
This is Grant Lee Phillips telling you, if you're wondering where you're tuned to, it happens to be 88.3 FM, radio's finest, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
So we're going to start today with this incredible interview that took place with the now acquitted Kyle Rittenhouse on the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson program. This was a much promoted interview, and it confirms every single one of our suspicions about how Kyle Rittenhouse would be treated after his acquittal, which is they're making a hero out of him, or at least they're trying to. And as you watch these clips, consider the types of issues on which this 18-year-old kid who killed two people when he was 17 is being not only asked to weigh in, but Tucker's reactions, a full-grown man, reacting as if this is who we should be asking about such issues as the FBI, prosecutorial misconduct, self-defense, and on and on and on. So this is not only the exact predictable attempt to make a hero out of Kyle Rittenhouse that we predicted, but it is actually making him to be even more than that. It's making him an authority on self-defense. It's making him so many more things. So let's just jump right into it. Tucker Carlson introducing this and saying, this is the type of person you want more of in your country, if you can imagine that.
During the course of our long conversation, Kyle Rittenhouse struck us as bright, decent, sincere, dutiful, and hardworking. Exactly the kind of person you'd want many more of in your country. He's not especially political. He never wanted to be the symbol of anything.
So even just starting this with, this is just a great guy. I'm Tucker, and you trust me, and I tell you all the time what we need in this country, and we need more Kyle Rittenhouses. That's how they set the stage. And then immediately, you have Kyle Rittenhouse saying, this was about self-defense. This trial was about self-defense big picture, which the right loves. He's their hero.
It wasn't Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Wisconsin. It was the right to self-defense on trial. Right. And if I was convicted, no one would ever be privileged to defend their life against attackers.
Now, what Kyle Rittenhouse wants you to believe, and what others want you to believe, is that if in this particular case there had been a conviction, and again, it could have been a conviction just on one of the counts. It could have been, well, with the Rosenbaum killing, it wasn't self-defense. But maybe with Anthony Huber, it was, which my instinct was if there was going to be any guilty verdict, it would have been Rittenhouse and it would have been Rosenbaum and not Huber. But that's neither here nor there. He wants you to believe any guilty verdict here would mean people can't defend themselves anymore. However, that's an extremely myopic view of the facts, which include his choice to go there and his choice to go to provide medical help, supposedly, but with a gun and on and on. This is not about adjudicating the trial, but it's the idea that what does this 18-year-old know about self-defense? He got himself into an insane situation, got away with killing two people under the guise of self-defense, but now we're going to him for advice about self-defense and what this means? It's crazy. Of course, at a certain point, you've got to bring up God, and he believes he had God on his side.
You know, you just got acquitted.
Yeah.
I mean, like 2 days ago. Yeah. So that was the first thing I noticed, that you seem very calm. You don't seem like someone who's just been through, had his mind blown.
Yeah, on the inside, I'm freaking out, but the best thing you can do, you freak out, everybody else freaks out. It's like a chain reaction.
Yes.
So the best thing I can do is stay calm.
Do you feel like you've been watched over?
I believe God's been on my side through the beginning.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, what an amazing...